Jim Bracken of Cable says one 1880s headline in a Bayfield newspaper declared the region was on the verge of a gold rush. Bracken also found evidence of silver and copper mining in Bayfield and Ashland counties while writing his book, The Treasure of Namekagon.
In doing my research, I uncovered page after page after page of mining claims for silver and gold diggings and copper mines in this area, and most of them are in a triangle that goes from Grandview to Marengo down to Mellon.
He also says gold was a byproduct of copper mining near Ladysmith at the Flambeau Mine in the 1990s. Bracken says his fiction-based-on-fact book uncovered the story of Ojibwe Chief Namekagon trading silver for supplies in Ashland.
That caused many treasure seekers to follow him, try to trick him, and no one ever did find out where his silver mine was.
U.S. Geological Survey geologist Tom Evans says gold was found at the Flambeau Mine, but doubts it or silver exists in any economically significant amount in the Pinokies.
I'm not necessarily aware of any gold exploration in the area, but there has been copper exploration in the general area, but not in the suite of rocks that when we think of the Cohebic Iron Range or the Pinoki Hills.
Evans says if an iron ore mine is built and other precious metals are found, the mining company has to make that public and have their permit amended. So if a company is going after iron ore, that's all they'll be allowed to remove. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.